Let's go to line one. Steve?
Hello.
I'm just breaking all the equipment in here, hang on. Let me have a look at you. Birthday on Sunday.
That's right, mate, yeah.
Are you outside?
Yeah, sort of semi. I'm in the cab of my lorry at the moment.
Oh, you old... Oh, no. You ain't got a phone in your cab.
Yeah, yuppie cab.
You yuppie devil. So you look about 35 now, are you?
Yeah, our sellboy dad's getting past it now, will
we? Well, I'm same age as me then. Okay. So you're 36 on Sunday.
That's right.
Oh. What have you got in the back?
Nothing. Fresh air at the minute.
Are you?
Yeah, I've just got rid of what I've had on there.
It's probably the non-runners for Newmarket.
Yeah.
You normally take carrots, don't you?
That's right, yeah.
Yeah. By the way, I came past your place the other day. I see you've got a satellite dish up.
You must have come past the funny way to see that one, boss.
Well, I saw it.
Yeah?
Yeah. That's funny, all you lorry drivers call people boss, don't you? Because I know I've got a pal of mine who's a lorry driver, and he call me boss all the while.
Yeah, well, you see, we never know who we're talking to half the time, so we're just playing safe.
Ah. So did you install them yourself?
Yeah.
Did you really? Yeah. You used to play for the village football team, didn't you?
Doing all sorts of things.
Was it old age?
Mostly.
Yeah.
Inability to catch a young man, that's what the trouble was.
Most people call you Sid, though, don't they?
None of the things, yeah.
Yeah, I've heard that. Yeah. And how do you manage to fall off a moped at 5 miles an hour?
Don't know, really. Being clever.
Yeah.
Or not, as the case may be.
Well, the lovely Carol says, we've been married happily for 13 years and I love him more each day. Isn't that lovely?
Yeah.
She said, if you're not on for your tea tonight early, you've got to clip you along the lug.
With a bit of luck, she should be listening. And I'm afraid I shan't be home until 8 o'clock, mate.
Oh, for goodness sake. That's a bit much, isn't it?
It was.
She's a midwife, isn't she?
That's right, yeah, district midwife at Wisbech.
So she won't be expecting you, then. Ah, well, anyway, many congratulations on your birthday, Sid.
Yeah, okay, thanks very much indeed.
All the best for Sunday.
Yeah.
Bye-bye, pal.
I'll probably get egg and chips or something for a treat.
Oh, that'll make a change.
Yeah.
All the best, boss.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Cheers, what? Bye.
Line two. Dorothy?
Hello.
How are you?
I'm quite well, thank you.
Oh,
how are you?
I wish I could say that with a bit of conviction, dear.
Oh, no.
Oh,
you haven't
horrible.
Got your troubles again.
Oh, it's been awful. It's been throbbing all day.
Oh.
No, don't. So, it's your birthday?
Yes.
Oh, how old?
Do you really want me to tell you?
Yeah.
75.
Yes. And you just got over the flu, haven't you?
Yes.
You feeling better now?
Yes, I'm feeling much better, thank you.
Oh, that's
yes.
nice.
After 3 good weeks.
Oh. By the way, it says, could you just ask her if we were right after we left Sunday night?
If you were right?
Yes, this is from Dot.
Dot and Charlie.
Yes. And tell her sausage rolls were good. But go steady on the brandy.
Oh, well, I haven't had any brandy for about a month.
Oh, yeah, yes.
Yeah,
ah.
Yeah. I don't know. I can't answer that question, Roy.
Oh, and how's Charles?
Well, he isn't too sharp. He's been to the doctor's this morning.
Oh, has he got the flu as well?
No, he's got an infection.
Oh, dear. Well, tell him to look after himself. Are you all right?
Down below, Roy.
Charles, for goodness sake, I sympathise with you, my man.
He sympathises with you.
There's Paul. Well, anyway, Doris, I wish you all the best for your birthday.
Thank you very much indeed,
and,
Roy.
And I hope both your health improves very, very, very soon.
Yes, thank you.
All right, Dorothy.
Listen, Roy, could I have a photograph of you and Dolores?
Of course. You stay on the line and we'll have it sent to you.
Right, thank you very much indeed. And thank you for ringing me.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.
What a lovely lady.